is the Don and Mike Show.
What is a lesbian? What is anything? Like, what's a unicorn? It's a horse with a horn on its head that's magic. You know, a lesbian is just a woman with a horn on her head that's magic.
The Don and Mike Show.
She makes a lot of sense.
Anyway, I have a temporary partner. She should be here in a few minutes.
She? Should I be jealous?
Negative. She's a dyke.
Oh, really racist? Well, guess who else is? Your girlfriend. And me. And Albert Einstein. And Woody Allen.
I said dyke.
Oh. Ew.
Yeah. Suckle their knuckles. The Don and Mike Show.
Suck on that, losers.
I like rape.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
Hello.
Look at the size of his unit.
Right.
Looks like baby vomit.
You know what? A lot of people stink.
I know that.
Not here. Not now.
Not ever.
Not ever.
Not ever. Right now, Mike, here we go.
I'm still trying to figure out who we're going to be talking to because I'm confused already.
We're talking to Fudgy.
I know, Fudgy Frittage, right?
Fudgy from the Bay Area.
Fudgy Frittage, who's the drag king.
And they're having their annual drag king contest.
That's different between drag queen, correct?
In San Francisco. It's girls who like boys who like girls.
So it's girls dressed up as boys.
Hello, Fudgy.
Yes.
Hey, what's happening? See, it's a chick.
Fudgy, you're a drag. I'm just totally confused already.
You're a woman.
The difference between a drag king and a drag queen is drag king is...
You're super butch, aren't you?
You're a woman who's dressing up as a guy, right?
Yes. A drag queen is a man who dresses like a woman, mm-hmm. and a drag king is a woman who dresses like a man.
And you don't hear, I mean, in fairness to drag kings, you just don't hear about drag kings nearly as much as drag queens.
And we were talking about this before the break. I think I even said drag queen. Because
you said drag queen.
I'm so used to hearing drag queen.
So this festival thing that's happening in San Francisco is going to be all, you know, primarily a bunch of women dressed up as famous men.
Yes.
you just say the T word. Don't say the word. Say the T word.
Tease.
So they have to add on the T word.
Add on the T word. And then with drag kings, we have to smash that part of our anatomy down and then pump up the member below the belt.
Hey, it's the weird rule of radio. You can say penis, but you can't say that slang word for breast.
So what
gotcha.
Now, Fudgy, is it the same thing? A lot of things, like when you think of going to a drag show, you know, you go and you see some guy that's dressed as Liza Minnelli or Barbara Streisand. Do they have anything when you're doing drag kings? Is it still the same theme where you're really primarily trying to mimic famous people? Is that how it is?
There's an old school drag and a new school drag. Oh. So that's called female or male impersonation. We did have somebody win a couple of years back, Jay Walker, and he did a really amazing Prince impersonation. We've had Elvis impersonators such as Elvis herself.
Selvis.
But most people do more new school drag, and they just do.
Well, I explain what. Character. Give us some examples of new school drag.
I'm sorry, I just have to find. You're so butch, right?
I could be considered butch.
And you're a card carrying member of the life.
What's that?
You're a lesbian.
Well, I identify as gender queer. We have different terminology here.
All right, so you're gender queer.
So you're gender queer, and are most people that are drag kings? Are most of them?
Is this another yeast infection?
No.
In the life, are most of them in the life, or is
No, there's people from there's all sorts of women who do it. There are straight girls, there are bi girls, there are gay women. There are more. Queer or gender variant people mm-hmm. who do it. One of our performers this year is a pretty well-known burlesque performer called V. Indra, and she has a character where she's half male and half female.
And I'm looking at a picture of the some of the drag kings, and there are some
new school.
There are some true, women that look exactly like a guy. You'd never be able to tell.
Now, when you go out, if you hook up with one of these people that looks to me like Larry the Cable Guy, mm-hmm. let's say you get back to your boudoir with one of these fellas, one of these girls dressed as a boy. When you get them back, to your palace, do you have girl sex, or do you like use a strap on? Does one of you pretend to be a man?
I think that you're just going to have to find that out for yourself. I think, you know, it varies. Let's say, you know, some girls who dress up like guys are in real life really girly girls, and they're just doing it like for a costume, like if it were Halloween.
Right.
And other people are pretty serious about it and identify as male all the time. That would be called trannies or tranny boys.
Trannies, right.
Rob Spiewak would like you to know that if you're looking for women who look like men, you should recruit at CBS Radio in Fairfax.
Yeah, just go right down the street to our home office. Is that what, you know, when you were asking Fudgy that question about, and incidentally, Fudgy, you're aware that Tom Carvel had a fabulous character that he sold called Fudgy the Whale.
Oh yeah, Fudgy the Whale.
Carvel ice cream.
Carvel ice cream, just fantastic. I'm wondering if you know, say you're a guy that might be a little effeminate looking. And you decide that you're going to, you can't grow facial hair, so you're going to decide that you're going to maybe draw on a beard and go down and try to meet a woman down here. Has that type of thing ever happened where there's just total confusion and then all of a sudden you know, you get somebody home and bingo, look at this?
Well, there's a lot of different things that go on at the contest, and I think that there's, what we have another contest called Faux Queen and Faux King.
Oh God! Now you're really confusing me.
And that's different than the
Faux
Sanford.
King would be a Faux
that
King
would be a Faux Queen.
I know you mean F A U X K I N G. We better be careful how we say Faux King. You got what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, we don't want to be saying the wrong thing on the radio. We are saying F A U X.
So the Faux King.
Faux King
would be let me see if I can explain, because you're out there doing this. I'm going to see if I get this right, because really this is almost like a math problem. The faux like dash algebra. Dash dash king would be
a chick who dresses like a man,
a guy dressing chick who's dressing like a guy.
Faux
is that right?
No, that's a drag king. A faux king would be a guy dressing like a girl dressing like a guy.
I just said that.
No, not really. No.
Yeah, I just said that. Really? That's what I said.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Fudgy.
Don't yell at me.
I'm not yelling at I'm yelling at
I'm
Fudgy.
I'm going deaf.
All right. So, yeah, a guy dressing like a woman who's dressing like a guy.
Exactly.
And then
exactly.
And then a faux queen would be a woman dressing like a man who's dressing like a woman.
Well, dressing like a drag queen.
Like a drag queen, right.
Exactly.
So at this contest.
This must be a great party.
What do you win at this contest in San Francisco? If you're the faux king, or whatever it is, the drag king.
Or the drag king.
The
yeah.
drag king. What do you get?
Win a combination of prizes from some local sponsors like Good Vibrations, Black and Blue Tattoo, Glamorama Hair Salon, Pretzels Yoga, Buck Angels videos.
You know, normally we don't like to give plugs, but I love hearing you mention your sponsors. That's a lot of fun.
That's what the prizes are. It's prizes from sponsors that donate different high-ticket items to the contestants, because it's a benefit for a group called PAWS, Pets Are Wonderful Support, which feeds animals for people who are sick.
Oh, that's good. So it's all
and
for a good cause.
Too.
We love animals. Who did you dress up as last year, Fudgy? What type of fella did you dress up last year as?
Well, since I was emceeing, I dressed in a tasteful tuxedo with a Shriner's hat that said Chief Clown on it. I picked up in Reno.
Now, when did the festivities start out there in Frisco?
Well, it actually starts on Thursday the 16th with a meet and mingle party at the San Francisco Eagle, which is a notorious leather bar. We have some bands playing there. And then on Friday, we have a little cocktail soiree at the Lexington, which is a big dyke bar here. And then on Saturday, the actual date of the show and the festivities start at 8 o'clock at SoMart's.
I like to think of your average couple from Iowa that maybe is out for their summer vacation. You know, we send people down to the Gay Pride Parade in D.C. Every year, and it really does sound rather raucous. Your average run-of-the-mill straight couple. Can they roll down to this thing? You think they'd have a fantastic time if they joined
you? Oh, they would have a really great time.
I think so. I think you're right.
Hey, Fudgy, it would be like a big costume ball for
Fudgy,
them.
Fudgy, if you and I perhaps were, well, here's a stretch, for me being in a gym, but let's say that you and I were in a gymnasium and we were working out and we were you're leaving the ladies' room and I'm leaving the men's locker room and I was to see you and I was to see you as God made you, as a girl. Would I be turned on? Are you a hot girl? I mean,
well,
when you don't pretend to be a boy.
I have been called a brick blank house before.
Oh, there you go. Thank you, Fudgy.
You're nice. Welcome.
It's a shame that you're not on our side. We're a little disappointed with that.
Mommy.
And you're running this whole thing? Are you like the coordinator? You're the king?
Yes, I'm the impresario.
Impresario. Do you have a court?
No, we don't have a court. So I have some good friends that work with me.
You're not going to be walking anyone around in a leash or anything like that, are you?
No, but I think that probably a few people will. We get a few of the fetish crowd in there. We welcome all types of drag at our contest.
Any particular drag kings that stood out in your mind last year? Some of the spectacular ones?
Was Grant Napier there? Or Mike Remy?
Yeah. Ramey or Remy?
One year we had a contestant called Jimmy Swagger who actually shaved a bald spot into her hair and had a comb over.
Oh, wow.
And we've had wrestlers. We've had hillbillies. We've had contortionists.
Fudgy, we have a good friend on the show, Cheryl the Big Dyke. Why is it the dykes are so goddamn friendly? Why is it that, and it goes against
they
stereo.
Are?
Yeah,
well, we have had a wonderful relationship with
you. You seem very nice. You're a dyke.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, but like I said, I identify as a queer.
As a queer, yes. Right. So we want to make sure we know.
Sometimes dykes in San Francisco can be a little bit too political.
Right.
Or lesbians. Maybe they use the term lesbian, the politically correct term. So, yeah, dykes are more friendly than lesbians, even though we're all, by definition, the same thing.
And I bet Cheryl's listening right now. She's our correspondent.
Hi, Cheryl, the Big Dyke.
Oh, my God. She probably has already had to change her plastic sheets just hearing you.
God, she'd love to go out to that thing.
Oh, they're not latex sheets?
She wears this little leather bustier.
Now, God love her. She's lost a hell of a lot of weight. Yes.
When she comes out to our appearances.
It's really not a bustier.
It's a harness, Mike, right?
It's a harness. There's nothing bustier about it. It's got the it's got the little leather straps that go under the boobs. That's what she wears.
Crisscross.
And she'd love the party at the leather bar, Fudgy, I'm sure.
Well, you should fly her out for it.
We really should.
Love to.
Fudgy, how'd you get that name? You know, Fudgy, it would indicate bad stuff.
It was an inspiration. The character evolved from first the name. I used to have a faux queen character that, well, I sometimes resurrect her, and her name is Rusty Scrotum.
It's pretty.
I can say that on the air, right?
Sure.
Of course you can, darling.
Why
medical
not?
Terms are
we got a winner here. Medical, I love this girl.
Medical term. That was your cat. Have you had any other characters that we might
love
enjoy?
This chick.
Oh, I think you'd enjoy all the characters. There's someone whose name is, I don't know if I can say that on the radio.
Give it a try. We got a delay.
Sure would suck.
Yeah. Here's a question for you.
I can picture that. Right. Is that like with a monocle and tweed, perhaps, wearing that outfit?
No, actually, he's more of a Alice Cooper type.
Oh, okay. Ah. Very good.
Fudgy. And we've got a guy named L. Ron Hubby.
Fudgy, you like dressing like a man, but you are a woman. If given the choice, would you have the snip sip? Would you get the operation? Would you become one of us?
Well, I don't know. I think I'm afraid to go under the knife.
Yeah. So you're but do you feel that perhaps you are a man trapped in a woman's body?
I think that I'm somewhere in between.
Okay.
Have you ever wondered? Answer. Have you seriously now? Have you ever wondered how great it would be to have a penis?
but I have a bunch of them in my drawer. So I can accommodate all shapes and sizes.
Now, are you currently
popular? And then they don't go soft.
Yeah.
Fudgy, are you currently involved with anyone? Anybody? Fudgy. Is there a significant other in your life right now?
I have a few girlfriends, a special one in New York. I say hi to her. Hey, Cricket.
Cricket.
That's nice.
Long distance relationships are wonderful, aren't they?
Well, not really.
No, that's sad.
Do you have any
much
just,
airfare?
Do you have just any F buddies? Any buddies that you, any friends that you just have just for sex?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Well, see, I run a strip club here in San Francisco called Shea Badunkadunk.
Oh, well, there's a plug right there. Shea Badunkadunk. When in San Francisco, make it Shea Badunkadunk.
I'm there.
That's where our after party is going to be.
Shea Badunkadunk?
Badunkadunk, yeah.
Badunkadunk.
Badunkadunk. Now, what kind of, boy, you got me fudgy. You get more interesting the more we keep you on the phone here.
Fudgy.
I'm an interesting person.
You are fudgy.
Individual.
Tell us about your club that you run. Tell us, what is that all about?
It's an alternative strip club and burlesque venue. And we have dancers from the Lusty Lady, which is a unionized peep show strip club here in San Francisco, and there's one in Seattle, and then we have some girls called the Black Widows who are goth
I still like
troupe, and we have pole dancing and lap dancing and fan dancing.
Are men welcome? Are men welcome in your club?
Oh yes, definitely.
Okay.
What could you spend a second and just indulge an old man and tell me about the peep show? Is that like the old times when you would go into the booth, you put a quarter in, and the thing would come up, and there'd be a little girl trapped inside a
little turntable? Yeah,
that's it exactly. But now it costs a dollar and not a quarter.
Oh yes, sunnier days when it was just a quarter.
Do you remember what I went into a couple of those places in New York?
Right. There was a day when that's what they had in Times Square.
Goddamn.
Right. They had a place called Show World.
Show World was the big one. Yes, right.
I remember that.
Right in Times Square.
I met Wendy O. Williams there.
From the Plasmatics? Speaking of Tom Snyder, the late Tom Snyder, that's one of the best interviews Tom Snyder ever did.
She blew up a car.
Wendy O. Williams.
That was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Would
she be like your dream date? Would Wendy O. Williams be your dream date?
Sure.
Yes, she's lying.
She was awesome. Wendy O. Williams. Yeah.
Who is the current celebrity female that you think is really cute? I mean,
I have a thing for Pamela Anderson.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Yeah. You got to go out to Vegas, check out her magic show with that new blonde guy she's hanging out with.
Uh-oh.
She's all over TV lately, and she is barely keeping them strapped down. I mean, it's amazing to watch.
That's always how Pamela Anderson is.
Yeah. So that you like the kind of painted up blonde ladies, huh?
Yeah, I like those little tiny girly girls.
Little trashy Barbies.
Would you like to bump your boobies against her boobies?
I would like to bump my strap on against them.
Wow.
God, Fudgy, you're great.
I like Fudgy Frittage.
Let's give out Fudgy's website here. It's www.sfdragkingcontest.com. It's on the 18th in the Bay Area. We'll have information on our website.
How many people do you expect you're going to get there, Fudgy?
We're probably under a couple thousand.
Okay. So it's a nice intimate gathering.
It's a big venue, and it'll be there'll be enough room for everybody.
Very good.
Well, Fudgy, we'd love to talk to you afterwards. Have a great weekend. And what will you be wearing tonight, Fudgy?
Tonight?
Yeah.
I think I'm just going to be wearing a jock strap and some engineer boots.
Wow. All right. Well, yeah, it's just another.
Hang around the house with a few of my friends.
Oh, okay. So you're not managing.
My blonde friends.
Not managing the strip joint of what name again?
No, that's tomorrow night.
Tomorrow. And what's
Shea Badunkadunk.
Shea Badunkadunk.
If you could
there's a link to it from the Drag King Contest site.
Oh, you could take a compliment here from a straight man. You're kind of giving me a boner.
Well, that's good. That's the point of Shea Badunkadunk.
Nice talking to you, Fudgy.
Thanks, Fudgy.
Thanks so much, Don and Mike.
All right. See
you
later, honey.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Dykes are great, aren't they?
What is it with us and Dykes? Yeah. It's amazing. It's a 20-year love affair is what it is.
I believe she struck me as a slightly more feminine Dyke. At least I wanted her to be in the playground in my mind.
She sounded very butch, I thought.
She did sound very, very butch. I think that you probably, she said men are welcome in that club. I would imagine you might be just a little nervous if you went in there at say, 3 o'clock in the morning.
Nice picture of her. She looks a little like a skinny John Peter Lewis.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my. You know what this is like? What? This picture looks like a prison movie where there's the one guy that everybody uses like their bitch.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my. Yeah,
dig that. Yeah. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.